You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
This has got to be a scary day at a car dealership when a 92-year-old woman shows up and says she wants to buy a new car.
Oh, 92, no. A new 92 car.
92-year-old woman.
The fastest thing, most powerful vehicle.
This will be me. If I lived in 92, I want to buy a new car.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here for a new sweet ride.
You're not coming with me on this test drive, pal.
I'm in the market for a new whip.
Fastest thing you got.
I want something with balls.
I want something. If I get in an accident, I'm going to die in. That's what I want. Big balls.
So this 92-year-old woman in Maine, about to buy a new Nissan Sentra.
Let's not get too carried away, then.
Crashed it right into the dealership.
Oh,
so she did.
No.
Crashed it right into the dealership.
So did she buy it? Or did she was just test driving
about
it.
To buy. Test she was drive. Test driving
oh
it.
Oh my God.
Lise, you can't let a 92-year-old woman test drive
no.
your car.
That's crazy.
What do you say to her?
Well, times are tough, right? You're just hoping to God that she doesn't destroy the building, and then you're hoping to sell a car.
Yeah, she just gets off the lot and let her do what she wants.
Yeah, like, let her die out there. They don't care. They're just like, we need to sell one of these Sentras and quit.
Yeah, because you can't deny her from buying a car.
No, you can't.
And you don't want to.
Age.
She has a valid license.
Yeah.
92-year-old Gwendolyn Skank. Swank. Sorry. Gwendolyn
Skank. Gwendolyn Skank. I come from a line of skanks.
Gwendolyn Swank. It's hard
My
to say.
My mother was a skank. Yeah, my grandma was swank. A skank.
Swank.
Mrs. Swank hit the gas instead of the brake, of course.
Oh, yes.
Crashed right into the front office of Norm's Cars.
No, Norm.
Norm.
I've been buying cars off him.
Luckily, again, people in the building escaped unharmed. Super lucky because she was right inside.
Hopefully they took her driver's license away.
Hopefully, but no mention of that in the story. Her and one other person in the car, her friend, were not hurt.
Her friend? She had her friend with her?
Yeah, you'd bring your friend and go for your test drive, Lisa.
Gwendolyn. I love Gwendolyn, even though she
almost killed everybody.
Driving,
Punch it, Gwendolyn.
I will.
See what
soon as I figure out
do.
Which one of these pedals is what.
Police say the crash caused about $30,000 in damage.
Yeah.
Yeah, and again, no word in the story of any charges or anything like that. So,
what if you were the sales guy that had to be on the test drive with her? How terrifying is that?
Oh, my God.
That's super scary. I don't know what's worse. Like, you just let a 92-year-old go.
I let her go.
Right?
I'm like, well, it's not me. I hope.
Yeah, I let
it
her
almost
go
was
I,
you though because she came right into the building. So.
I say started in 2 minutes. I run to the underground bunker at Norm's Cars.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I just wait and see what happens. Hopefully, she makes it back.
That's crazy.
All right, this is
that's
becoming
just Norm desperately trying to sell a car, right?
No, of course it is. This is embarrassing. A flight attendant was left shamed after they left a giant dildo behind at a hotel, and were sent a note visible by the entire crew. That they should go pick it up.
Impressive.
The cabin crew member was staying at a hotel in Manchester where the toy was found. In this post on Facebook, a teleprinter message that was sent to the airline said, a flight attendant left a 9.8-inch dildo in one of the crew rooms during their hotel stay. Could you please let them know it can be collected at ops later?
9.8?
Wow. Yeah.
It's an odd size, right?
That's probably sold as a 10-incher.
Oh, yeah.
But technically, it's like a Subway sub. It's only 9.8.
It's 9. Probably. The balls.
Probably sold as a 10, but maybe over time.
It got compact.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Heavy ramming.
The memo generated a lot of comments online. Someone said they even measured it. I can't believe that.
Well, I would measure it too, because what if I found two of them?
Yeah.
And then two of you showed up and you were like, can you describe it? And they're like, it's black. Mm. It's big. Okay. How big?
Yeah.
Because I have two of them here.
Well, there's seven of those here.
Another story said they point out there was only 5 flight attendants this could possibly be for that was on that flight.
How many guys?
3 guys, 2 women.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
So one of them.
It's one of the dudes.
Can
it's
you imagine?
Dudes for sure. 100%, dude.
Like 100%. After our stay in Vegas, there's a note sent that there was a,
well, we know
a 10-inch dildo was left in the room.
Oh, James,
you left your dildo again.
And I had a wild time in Vegas leaving a dildo behind.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, with my dildos, I'm like the Marines, you know. Nobody gets left behind.
Wait, where's Pinky? Where's Pinky?
No. Pinky's gone. No, my beloved Pinky. Yeah. Help.
Yep. You, all of a sudden, you hear a Black Hawk helicopter and James rappels down.
Sorry, guys. I got to miss a flight. I got to get Pinky.
No dildo left behind.
He's got a checklist, man. He's like, all right, I got Big Blackie, Pinky, Doubleheader.
Incredible Hulk.
Incredible Hulk, alien style.
Got my Dragon Dong. Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, it's a checklist.
It is.
No donger left behind.
No donger left behind. Especially not Pinky. That's a special one. Those give you to me on a special occasion.
That's kind of on a regular workplace. Here, it's everyday fodder for us. But in a regular workplace, if you get a note sent to everyone saying someone left their dildo behind.
Oh, I think even here it would shock the world. It would shock, you know, think about the normal stuff you get a whole company-wide email for. A company-wide email goes out about James's, you know, dildo that he left in a hotel. That's still going to be big news.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
it wouldn't be in this room.
And I could also retire after that moment.
I'm yes, like, you could.
Yeah. My work on this earth is done.
Can't top this.
I retire.
Yep.
But embarrassing for that flight crew. Because one of them, they know it's one of them.
Yeah.
Right?
I think they all know who it is.
Yeah.
They're like, Trevor.
Trevor, go pick up your dildo.
Yeah. Sorry.
I thought I put it in my bag.
Trevor's like kind of ashamed. He knows. He's a rascal, I'm sure, Trevor.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Dirty bitch is trimpin'.
Trimpin'.
Or trippin'.
She's trimpin'.
She's trimpin'.
That bitch is trimpin'.
She is
what
trampin'.
What is trimpin' mean?
It's a combo of tripping and pimping.
No, it's...
A baby
tripping on a shrimp.
Yeah, like you got a bad shrimp.
I'm trimping.
Yeah, so now you're having all these crazy visuals and you're going on a little ride.
Oh. Or like a shrimp is so good that it makes you trip.
Oh,
even better. God damn, I'll be tripping. I'm tripping hard.
It'd be great if you could trip over shrimp.
It would.
I think that's be high. What do you think I'm doing? I'm tripping.
Yeah. Anyway. Dirty bitch is tripping coming up. Hmm. How did a woman use a tampon to avoid getting arrested?
I'd love it if trimping was something just nasty.
Well, let's like look. Maybe it exists. Like German dictionary. Here we
something
come.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Let's see if they have anything here on trimping.
Isn't trimping something in Urban Dictionary?
Trimp.
There's trimp. It's a type of movement.
Oh, trimping. Right?
Oh, trimping. Nice, huh? It's artists who practice. It's the bizarre world of hip hop shrimp dancing.
Oh, what's shrimp dancing?
Bitches trimping. So, bitch could be trimping.
Artists who practice trimping create dance movements to replicate the natural motion of majestic shrimp. Is this fake? The earliest known pioneer of trimping is Michael Boogaloo Shrimp Chambers. Yeah. Let's just look up hip hop shrimp dancing. Look up trimping. See if anything comes up.
Trimping.
No, there's some like video game stuff there.
Crazy.
Hip hop shrimp dance. I think we're being bamboozled.
Well, that's fine. It's worth it.
It's incredible.
Michael Boogaloo Shrimp Chambers.
There he is.
Oh my God.
Urban dance legend Boogaloo Shrimp.
He trips.
Shrimp dancing.
He be trimping.
Damn. Hi, my name's Mike. I'm better known as Boogaloo Shrimp. That's my street reputation. And I've been dancing for about all my life. I've been dancing, but for this kind of dancing, I've been dancing for about.
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh hell no,
it's him.
You know, I mean, it's a Boogaloo. A Boogaloo Shrimp. Boogaloo Shrimp. Dance, Uncle Sam.
He's awesome.
What year is this?
So this is
gotta be the 80s, right?
Was this guy in Electric Boogaloo?
He looks familiar.
Is he Turbo?
Probably.
From Electric Boogaloo?
Couldn't tell you.
I
I didn't look
James
at you.
James just chimed in to say, couldn't tell you.
Aerobics. Oh, great. In fact,
now. It's just him doing an aerobics class.
Well, this is when they were like, well, listen, we're going to try and have a black fella on our show. He can do something called break dancing.
Poppin' taco and boogaloo shrimp.
Wow.
Breaking turbo.
Yeah.
Breaking turbo. Is it? It is him.
That's him.
It's
Chuck.
Him.
Okay, relax.
He's turbo.
We gotcha.
Yes.
What's turbo?
Turbo was from the breakdancing movie from 1980.
Called Breakin'.
Called Breakin'.
Is that what inspired you to start your own breakdance?
Yes.
That's what inspired my wife.
Turbo. Really? That's inspired Amber, too?
That's yes,
Amber.
Inspired
really,
us all.
History
Amber was in a group called the Windbreakers. Remember? They had matching windbreakers.
We had everybody. I was Turbo. Another guy was the other dude. The chick was Kit Kat.
I forgot about Amber breakdancing. I forgot about it.
Yeah, no. We all were breakdancers.
Everybody was.
Who knew we were all just tramping?
Everybody was tramping.
Tramping up in here.
Tramping. Mm. Another bitch is tramping.
It's been a million bitches tramping.
Yeah. Bitches love tramping.
Yep. Well, one wrong word led to quite a discovery.
Turbo.
Turbo.
He said
turbo. The earliest
I could tell it was Turbo.
The earliest known pioneer trimping is Michael Boogaloo Shrimp Chambers, the bizarre world of hip-hop shrimp dancing.
Yeah, I got to see this break-in.
Oh, the break-in has iced tea in it.
Seriously?
Iced tea is, like, busting rhymes in the background while they are, like, break dancing. Yeah, if you put break in and iced tea. Oh, I wonder if he's. Yeah, he probably doesn't swear.
No,
because I don't think they swore in movies like that. Mm. Put like iced tea, break in, iced tea. Yeah, there he is. So there was like.
Oh. 1984.
Look at this.
Everybody was on cocaine.
Yeah. DJ's Tax. Well. Yeah, this is not the real. I don't think that's the real clip of the movie, so I don't know what they might say.
Iced tea breaking.
Mm-hmm. There it is right there. So it was like a big dance-off scene, and Iced tea was like the guy in the background. So this is like before Iced tea was the Iced tea you know.
Well, that's on my list of things to see.
Shouldn't have been before today, but surprise.
Breaking.
Now you're trimping.
And there was Breakin' 2, Electric Boogaloo. Let's not forget about that.
So was that named after, was
it
that
has
him?
To be.
Right?
Probably.
Michael Boogaloo
It has
shrimp?
To be.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, now you know what trimping is. Thought it was made up, but actually it's a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so let's get to the news then after trimping for a bit.
Yeah, we trimped.
We trimped around a little bit.
We've seen so many dumb 911 calls. You really have to get creative to make it on our radar anymore. So I guess kudos to this guy. Police in the UK recently started getting phone calls from some idiot who wouldn't say anything. He'd just do one thing. This.
Cash Police Emergency. Yes, hi. I mean, obviously I know what you're doing, but you did this. You were doing this the other day. Hello.
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 He just kept burping at them.
What are you doing? Why'd you do that to me?
Mm-hmm. Wasted, I assume.
He won't even. Yeah. Well,
after his third call, they decided to release that audio, probably to shame him to figure, this will stop him. Didn't. The audio went viral. You could tell he's got some skills in the belching department
does.
There.
Yeah.
So apparently that just actually egged him on.
Yeah.
It made it worse. He called back. He did it another 19 times in one day.
Man, they're patient in the UK about that stuff.
Well, you can even hear that 911 operator was pretty patient dealing with that
guy. Emergency.
You gain.
Come on.
Yes, hi. I mean, obviously, I know what you're doing, but you did this. You were doing this the other day. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. That's your favorite part.
The other day. I love how he says the other day.
The other day. You were doing it the other day.
Hello.
Hello is how I snap back into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you get that. That's how you nail the voice.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hello.
It's your key.
I don't know. Why'd you do it? Oh, no. You've done it the other day. Hello.
It's amazing, really. That's your keyword.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
They tracked him down, finally, and they just arrested him for it yesterday. Oh, so now he is facing charges for creating a public nuisance, not just misuse of 911. He's been creating a public nuisance.
Oh. Doing it the other day. It's like right before lunch.
Hello.
Hello.
Cash for emergency. Yes, hi. I mean, obviously, I know what you're doing, but you did this. You were doing this the other day. Hello.
Hello.
Way too polite.
Yeah, man.
So you call 911 here?
Come on, maybe.
That used to just get you so famous in radio. If you could be that guy. Used to be just so famous.
Doing prank 911 calls?
Oh, if you could burp on command like that, you were like on every show.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like you had a body thing you could do. It's like how you made it in radio back in the day.
Yep.
Good, huge.
Gas.
Yep, gas.
Gas made you
gassy.
Famous.
Gas made you famous.
So gassy.
Yeah.
What'd you do that for?
Hello.
What's a dead giveaway to the cops that you're wasted?
Blood alcohol level.
Well,
extremely
before
high.
That, before they get to that point, when they see people driving around in circles,
that does
generally, that's trouble. Police in Sarnia, Ontario, arrested a woman after a witness reported watching a stumbling female get into a vehicle and then just start driving in circles in the upper floor parking lot because she couldn't figure out where the ramps were.
Mm. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man, she just couldn't get it.
Police were called just after 7:30 p.m. to George and Christina Streets. The woman allegedly drinking a beer at the time the cops pulled up.
Yeah, girl.
And then as they get out of the car, she had already passed out on the wheel with an open beer in the cup holder. The 30-year-old was found to be 3.5 times the legal limit. She was charged with impaired driving, of course.
It's kind of unfair, though. My buddy was at a hospital, and I went to go visit him, and I went to this parking garage. I kept taking a wrong turn.
How many times did you go around?
three, dude. I couldn't get it. It was a weird hello. Parking garage. I was like, hello. Oh, no.
I missed it.
I've gone up. How have I gone up? I'm trying to exit. I've gone up again. Oh, no.
We've got a criminal here whose plan might have worked if the cops didn't have noses, but I assume the cops have noses. Yeah. So, yeah. The cops in Madrid, Spain, pulled over a 34-year-old guy the other day, and they noticed a ton of marijuana plants in his van.
Yes.
The guy's excuse? Oh, it's not marijuana. That's my peppermint.
I don't know.
Peppermint.
There were over 1,100 plants in the van, plus about $650 in cash and a contract for a boat he just bought. So the cops obviously did not fall for the peppermint excuse. The guy was arrested under Spain's drug laws.
Yeah, I don't think Spain's too friendly with
it. Not sure. Does peppermint grow like 6 feet tall? And
I think it's just little, right?
That's what I thought.
It's just little.
I feel like it's tiny.
It grows a lot.
Yeah, like it's like
takes over things.
But more like a vine.
Yeah, see, like a little tiny peppermint.
Yeah,
but they can't grow bigger, can't they?
They don't get real tall.
Not like weed.
Yeah. It's not like a stalk and a it's like a little patch.
Yeah. But they're very invasive.
Yes.
Like they'll keep coming back year after year no matter how you try and get rid of them. Yeah.
You can't get rid of goddamn peppermint.
You can't get rid of peppermint.
Nope. Peppermint's an invasive species.
So
is peppermint catnip?
No.
It's different. Because doesn't it also drive cats nuts? There's a thing that can grow like mint, whatever like that wild mint is. That drives cats crazy, too.
Wow.
So that's how they deal with pot if they catch you with it in Spain. In Canada, it's a totally different thing. This would have been unthinkable a couple of years ago. But police in London, Ontario, actually helped a guy recover his stolen pot plants.
Exactly.
It's a different time we live in, my friends. Now, for those that don't know, pot is completely legal right across Canada. London police officers were called to do into a neighborhood. A resident said, someone stole my plants.
Huh.
So, the homeowner was growing 4 pot plants in his backyard, which you're allowed to do. 3 of the plants, though, were stolen. Someone snuck into his backyard and dug up and stole 3 of his pot plants. one they dropped by mistake in a neighboring backyard. So he replanted that one. A week later, thieves were back. They stole that plant again.
Of course.
And another one he had just planted.
Hmm.
Only this time, one of the idiots dropped one of the plants and his backpack with his ID in it.
Oh, God. Morons.
So dumb.
He called the cops. They arrived to pick up the backpack the thief had dropped. They went to that place and they found the plants. And they took them back to the guy. There's the police car with the plants hanging out the back window.
Got your plants here. Oh, thank God.
You covered them, man.
You got them all?
Yeah.
My babies, are they okay?
Yeah, they're okay.
Oh, my girls.
Watered them, man.
Oh, my girls.
Here you go. Take there's
oh, thank
one.
You.
Get careful with oh, that one geez. There. Yeah, just,
oh, you're a hero.
Thank you.
You're yeah, a
no,
hero.
Don't call us heroes, eh? We just do our jobs, eh?
Oh, my God.
So you're doing our jobs.
You're amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you. No, thank you.
Jesus. How the story ends, the pot plants have been replanted, and the homeowner is doing everything he can to make sure they thrive.
Oh, I bet he is.
He's watering them.
Oh, I bet he is.
Did we ever think we'd see a time that cops would put pot plants in the back of a police car and take them to someone?
Yeah, I'm just not home.
We should have seen that time about 40 years ago.
Yeah. Yep. There'll be hope for you one day.
Yeah, for sure.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I found a new dream job.
Yeah?
I'm going to tell you about it here.
Craving something sweet? Want something new to eat? It's Dave and Chuck the Freak's Junk Food Roundup!
Okay, Domino's is offering a dream job. Garlic bread tester.
I've traveled the world.
And then they're wearing that job changed my life the way it did.
He was 21 years old and in great shape.
Yeah, I'm just about ready to die.
That's one of my weaknesses is garlic bread. I got to stay away from garlic bread.
It's good. Months. It's really good.
It's amazing. So what do you need? The experience you need, at least 5 years of eating garlic bread.
What if you get 25
5 years of eating garlic bread.
Oh, my God. You're overqualified. You're overqualified.
Basically a doctor of garlic bread.
Doctor of garlic bread.
Call him doctor, please.
Doctor?
Doctor.
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 You have the option to go through a day inspecting their heavenly garlic bread and get the opportunity to try some new items, and you will be paid for your time.
But it's okay. It's not as good as I thought. I thought... Basically, you'd hire me. I'm garlic bread tester. Mm-hmm. I travel the world. I find the best garlic bread. Mm. I talk to the man. I say, I would like to buy your garlic bread recipe for someone I work for. They won't realize it's Domino's. Domino's buys it. Mm. Then they have some of the world's best garlic bread. But if it's just Domino's making garlic bread already...
Yeah,
and I'm eating
it. Testing it. Just saying if you like it or not, right?
That is great.
I was to believe that I would travel.
That's what you said, but that's reality.
The four corners of the globe. In search of garlic bread.
It sounds like they're working on improvements to their garlic bread, and they want a professional to help them determine, okay, is this one better or this one or that one?
Professional.
It's not better.
It's not better at all.
It's not any better. Take it back. I wanted to be the Indiana Jones.
It also says you need to be energetic about food, development, and having some good times as well.
I'm not energetic about anything. I count on my weight.
Food you are. Food you are.
I mean, I can't get energetic about anything. I love food. Energy.
I tend to store most of my eggs. I mean, it's just not as I thought for sure they were going to let you travel, get all the good garlic bread, bring it back.
That's a great idea. I'd do
bring
that in a heartbeat.
Back.
Search the world for the best garlic bread.
Come back like from Italy. You're like, listen, we've done it. This is the world's best garlic bread. We just have to figure out how to mass produce it.
Yeah. I was to believe I would be in the Himalayas.
Because I think all it is right now is just some dough flipped, maybe.
couple times, put on, and then shook with some kind of garlicky bread type of salt.
That's all you do is you shake the salt on your head.
Well, that's not good.
And no. You know what I mean?
You're not going to find me to test, can you?
There was a restaurant near my parents' old place that had, I believe, the world's best garlic bread. It was unbelievable. We would go there sometimes just because we were like, well, I know.
Get the garlic
Get that garlic bread.
Yeah,
we got to get it.
Garlic bread. I forget the name of the place. It was some. It had a really stupid name, too. It was just like the spaghetti shop.
Really?
And Finley. And they used to have like garlic bread that had like almost like a sugary, it's like a sweeter garlic bread.
Mm.
God damn it. Man, God damn it.
That's what makes him an expert. That's right there.
Hire me immediately.
Did you hear how he talked about it with the sugary sweet?
Yeah. Passion. That's doctor. What I bring to the table that nobody else brings. Experience.
Number one, he's from Ohio. You know he's in
exactly. Ohio. Mm-hmm. 25 years of garlic bread eating.
Most people in Ohio are just made of bread. They're just all bread.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.